Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I'm glad that you finally got that song right, Dave. We've had an SMS in from Steve the Truckee, who like just keeps our entire show running with his constant praise and understanding of our program.
There's a lot of love.
He says, be proud of who you are, Jade, and show your schoolmates what a wonderful, warm, caring person you are. I am so content with who I am. I can't wait for my reunion.
And that's a positive kind of feeling that we want everyone to have, you know, just pride in yourself as well and in who you are. It doesn't matter where you've come from, whether you've started, you know, at the front of the race or at the back or wherever you think you may be. It's just contentment and pride in who you are is ultimately a lesson we can all learn.
Well, I guess so. But, you know, I don't know about Steve the Truckee, but is he as socially awkward as Jade?
I don't know.
The Joy Radio presenter?
Now, in the meantime, we are in the middle of our shoe swaps segment tonight, swapping into each other's taste buds. Now, Jade, add a bit of spice to your life.
Dave, it's very lucky that you had my taste buds this week, because if I had my own taste buds, I would have none left, because you have so much spice in your life that I would basically have no, like, skin left on the inside of my mouth. I burn my mouth on hot items all the time. I obviously have a sensitive mouth. But what I found most interesting about you, Dave, is that you don't even eat breakfast. Now, my mom always told me breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And you just skip it and have a hot black tea and some honey and, you know, maybe peppermint tea if you're going a bit healthy.
Yeah, but, you know, Jade, I do tend to, you know, like to sleep in a little bit because I'm always constantly on the run, and any minute I can get to not get out of bed, I'll milk it down to the last minute.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what I've been doing lately, and this is probably giving way too much away about like what I do with my work hours, is I eat breakfast at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wait until I get to work and then I eat, because I public transport in and I get there an extra 10 minutes early and I sit at my desk and I eat my breakfast and then I'm like, okay, right, now I'm ready to go.
That's a really good philosophy. I only wish that my workplace will let me eat, you know. Yes. Maybe it's because I'm on the phones all the time, you know. Sort of chomping on cereal isn't quite appropriate.
Yeah, probably not. but what else is very interesting is that if you are going to eat breakfast, you have like mee goreng or like some sort of really spicy type food first thing in the morning. Now, Dave, I could never imagine doing that.
I tend to either start off really big or just not try at all with breakfast.
Okay, so you like to like start the day off with a bang.
Start off with a bang or just don't try at all, just have a cup of tea.
Even your snacks, you know, you've got spice in your snacks. You've got spicy prawn crackers. You're like huge on sweet chili and sour cream chips. You love sour lollies. You're like, you utilize like every single taste bud that you've got. And that's just like, see, my big indulgence on that front is probably salt and vinegar chips, right? That's where I get, like, I'm love
the spice of your life.
Yeah, that is the one spice that I enjoy. And yet everyone that I know absolutely hates it. You don't consume fruit and vegetables. I did not touch a fruit and vegetable this week.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. I do feel very guilty. My mum should not be listening because she'll be so disappointed, but I make barely any effort. Look, I'll be honest with you, Jay. The only time I tried to be healthy in the past few weeks was when, because I work at a call center, and there was this girl, she always goes to the gym, and she always looks really fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she always brings in fruit in the morning. Meanwhile, I'll be having, like, you know, M&Ms and all that kind of stuff, you know, chocolate in the morning as a substitute during my first break, because I haven't had brekkie and I'm dying for lunch, so I just have chocolate. And she'll have all this fruit and muesli bars and all that good crap. And I'll just be like, okay, so holier than art thou. I shall go and get myself a bag of grapes from the supermarket for tomorrow morning. Top that.
Well, see, the other thing about you, Dave, is that you eat everything spicy, but there's a lot of takeaway. There's a lot of chips with gravy or wedges with sour cream, and every fast food chain under the sun is living off of your revenue. See, the thing is, I used to work for a fast food chain back in my teenage years, and ever since then, it's very rare that I'll feel in the mood to eat any form of fast food.
Now, it's very funny that you bring that up, Jade, because I used to work for the same fast food chain as well.
Yes.
And it actually has done nothing to cull my appetite. If anything, it's made me more creative with the menu.
Well, see, I'm going to reveal something about what happens off air in Different Strokes land. This is the ultimate example of Dave and his junk food addiction, if you will. After our show, when it used to be on, and finish at 1 o'clock, he's like, all right, I'm going to hit the drive-through on the way home. At 1 o'clock at night, Dave finds an excuse to hit the drive-through. And like, it's a compulsion too, like there's no choice whatsoever. There's no, you know, I have to do it.
I'm so embarrassed. My face is like buried between my fingers now. I just, if I wasn't tan and Asian, I'd be blushing. I'm speechless, Jay. That completely ruined my reputation. Yes, I'm a junk food whore. I admit it. I love it.
Well, see, I always felt like I ate unhealthy food, but after spending a week doing what you eat, Dave, I feel much better about myself, so thank you.
You are listening to, of course, our exclusive, not so exclusive actually, it happens most weeks, every week, our Shoe Swap segment, which can be
also exclusive to Different Strokes.
Yeah, no other stations or no other shows do Shoe Swap.
And like if we they
do.
Are, they stole the idea.
Now, Jay, they can also get our famous Shoe Swap on podcast. How on earth can they do that?
There's a number of ways. We are podcasts through iTunes. If you type in Different Strokes, which is actually spelt DIFF RENT Strokes, it'll bring up, and you search that, it'll bring up where our podcast is. Or you can Google Different Strokes or Different Strokes Radio, and it will bring up all our different sites, but we're on Podomatic. If you go to podomatic.com or www.differentstrokes.podomatic.com, you can find the podcast there too.
Excellent. And coming up next, we've got Growing Pains. I'm bringing in Power Rangers from our childhood.
Awesome. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.